This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, November 6th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any subject on health that you may need an answer to, something that you've tried and have applied, and guess what, it doesn't work anymore. Well, this is an opportunity. It's the way you find out what you can actually do without drugs and surgery. Give me a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see what we can put together and give you a different option today. We're always here to, you know, kind of turn the lights on things and make you understand that things aren't necessarily what they seem like and that you can turn things around. And, you know, we have a topic today. We have one that's actually very interesting, one that affects way, way, way too many people, but I'm going to get into the incidence of that in a second. But I have somebody in studio, a good friend, somebody who I respect significantly when it comes to the area of your mouth and how it's supposed to work, and to talk about temporomandibular joint dysfunction, and because it's the month of November that we're really looking at all this, Dr. Michael Chung. Welcome, Dr. Mike.
Thank you. It's an honor to be your guest.
It's fun, Mike. It's always good to, you know, obviously I'm a patient of yours as well. And, you know, I love going back and forth with you on a lot of different topics, but particularly the one that we're going to talk about today, sleep apnea and the destructive process that can take place with so many patients. You know, it used to be more male than female. It used to be a problem where, you know, guys would, you know, we'd look at these snores and these big fat bellies and these, you know, oversized necks and so forth. And, you know, they would go into problems, including, you know, we hear the advertisement, you know, and death be one of them as well.
Sure.
Mike, let's talk about it a little bit. What's the incidence? I mean, what is really the prevalence of this? Is this a serious problem,
It is a very serious problem, and it's probably going to continue to get worse because one of the factors is obesity, and the general population just seems to be gaining weight more and more from generation to the next. But as of now, it's estimated about 20% of the population has some type of obstructive sleep apnea, and 90% of them are going undiagnosed because they don't know it.
It's crazy. I mean, we are really a society of way too fat people. And, you know, if people have heard me talk about the subject of weight, you really know that it's not about the amount of weight that you have on your body, but it's the composition of the weight. And we were talking about earlier, you know, when I was playing ball in school, I had a neck that was just about 18 inches. But I was very much in shape. My body fat was very, very low and so forth. Now, you know, years later, I still have a neck 17 inches, but I'm still in fairly decent shape. But we're talking about the size of the neck, and women too. It's, you know, men still, guys, you know, sleep apnea for you is like 8 times more prevalent than women. But ladies, you're joining the crowd and you have problems, and, you know, you're sitting there and your mouth's hanging open and you're snoring and you stop breathing and all these things. Mike, what are the potential dangers, serious potential dangers that are common, not ones that we're grasping for, of patients who are suffering from sleep apnea?
Well, first of all, sleep apnea, as you mentioned, not only goes far as women, but it actually extends even to children. Anybody can have sleep apnea, even non-obese people. So that's one thing we need to understand. Just anything that may cause an obstruction of their airway, and is, you know, usually a retreated jaw position, or it could be in children, swollen tonsils or adenoids that can block their airway. So, but if that's left untreated, there are a lot of serious complications. And usually one of the first things is because you're not getting enough oxygen, your heart starts pumping really fast to try to get oxygenation to your brain and your other organs. So it's going to affect cardiovascularly the most. A lot of people end up eventually with, heart attacks or arrhythmias, atherosclerosis, hypertension, and then eventually it also causes prediabetes or even diabetes itself.
My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, dentist and the guy that owns Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton, Virginia. Mike is a tremendous amount of information when it comes to this subject and many other things. He's been spending years in the area of neuromuscular dentistry. What that means is a big term, but it means that it's the understanding of how the mouth, the temporomandibular joint, the height between the teeth and so forth affects every neurological component within your body. And if it's not right, your body begins to break down. You've heard me talk about over many months and years, you know, how everything is connected. And this is one critical area. Dr. Mike, let's talk about this relationship of sleep apnea conditions. I mean, it's people, you know, you hear a lot of ads that people are being scared, you know, I want you to live type of thing. And the truth of it is, it's serious. What begins to cause, in your opinion, the sleep apnea condition? I mean, you get in and we look at the incidence. It's more male. It's fat guys. It's, you know, they get above 40 and so forth. But as you said, women are joining them at a very rapid level. But what happens? You know, all the little pieces, mechanics and, you know, the integrity of the human structure. What's going on?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's basically comes down to two types of apnea, and it could be obstructive sleep apnea where your airway is narrowed, or it could be a central sleep apnea where your brain just fails to send proper signals to make you breathe. Most of the people have obstructive sleep apnea. It's more than 90% of them. And whether it be men or women, what's causing it for them is usually retreated jaw position, which causes the tongue to retrude and which causes the palate in the back of the throat to close. And snoring is usually the first stage or signs that air is not getting through properly because it's trying to go through a narrow opening. And if left untreated, it can completely close and the patient may not breathe even for minutes. And then once their oxygen level gets so low that your brain will actually wake you up and you make these gasping noises, and then you end up going through that cycles again all throughout the night. And as you can imagine how damaging that could be to your organs, your brain, and everything else when you're not to mention also daily function. When you wake up, you're not refreshed or so you're fatigued all day long. And a lot of people don't even know that they're doing this because they don't completely wake up. It just brain wakes you up out of deep sleep into light sleep. So you're never really getting a proper amount of REM sleep that you need.
You know, this condition is so prevalent. I've seen it in my career from day one, and I've been in this business for four decades. It's serious. It's one that we see that's associated with other conditions as well. And sometimes it's, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But nevertheless, the end product is that if you don't get this thing squared away, nothing else in the body gets fixed. And it's really critical. We have patients that come in for, you know, migraine headaches and low back pain and so forth. And we get them better, but there's that one piece that is left undone. And, you know, fortunately, we can identify, we understand that now. And, you know, from your business, you know, you get that correlation, that relationship. Dr. Michael Chung is our guest in studio. We're talking about sleep apnea, and November is TMJ month. And this has to do with temporomandibular dysfunction, TMD. And, you know, patients will say, you know, TMJ, TMD, you know, well, TMD is the disorder of the TMJ.
Correct.
And so you have all of these associated structures that are in there. You have multiple muscles, and the muscles have to have neurological function. and that cups. How, let's break it apart a little bit. And we're going to, the second half of the show, we're going to get into the fix on this. And because there are things that people can do other than these god-awful machines, you know, that they're hooked up to forever. But we're talking about something that deprives the body of oxygen and oxygen saturation. And that's one of the tests we do, by the way, with all of our patients. We come in, we want to know what their pulse ox rate is and tissue saturation. If that ain't good, they're in trouble. So, Dr. Mike, let's explore this a little bit more. You're talking about, you know, vertical dimension problems, and you're talking about a jaw that's not in position. Besides overfat, what else can, you know, what else causes this stuff?
Well, it's basically a structural problem. So what really causes it is basically your bite. TMJ just happens to be the only joint in your body where it's dictated by your teeth. You got 14 teeth on the top, 14 on the bottom, and wherever that comes together is where your TMJ is going to be positioned. And if it happens that your jaw is retruded because of your bite, everything else will be retruded. So it will not. It will also retrude your joints in your TMJ, and so it causes TMJ destruction as well as sleep apnea. So it's all interrelated.
Retruded for our listeners, we're talking about a jaw that's moved backwards.
Absolutely right, right. And that's going to push everything back. And there's a about 70% correlation between TMJ patients and sleep apnea patients because they're all the same thing. It's a structural and neuromuscular problem there.
You know, it's interesting. You know, the fix for this is the CPAP, as we talked about. And, you know, it goes on to say that, you know, the effect of snoring, and not all snoring conditions are sleep apneic as well. They don't necessarily stop the airway, but there's a vibrational pattern that goes with the soft palate and the pillars that are behind the tongue, and they vibrate. But it's the problem comes about is when that that obstruction, that retrusion, that pulling back of the jaw occurs, that it folds everything down. And as you say, the majority of the patients are obstructive. I want to get into what you, just for a couple of minutes before we go to the break, you talked about a central sleep apneic condition. What does that mean?
Well, there seems to not be a whole lot of data on that and a lack of understanding, but basically what it means is if the patient has no obstruction and has a wide open airway and they still fail to breathe, you know, seconds or even minutes throughout the night, it's usually comes from, your brain that needs to send a signal telling you to breathe and it's not sending the proper signals. And it happens a lot on patients after a stroke, or some type of heart issues.
So a lack of communication. There's actually a couple things, and you know, one that you and I have talked about, and you know, is putting you on the spot a little bit. What we see is in the case of injury, car accidents, whiplash type of things, falls, somebody hits their head. We talked a little bit about it on the way up with the cranial plates locking up. And all of these things can cause the nervous system, the brain, not to communicate properly. And if you go to the automatic centers, which are the lower portion of the brain at the brainstem, the things that are controlling breathing patterns and so forth, then it adds and complicates this whole issue. And so that's my two cents.
Yes.
You know, anytime that you have the upper part of the neck, the cervical vertebrae, the skull bones, in a place where it's causing any kind of neurological sensory perception not to be received, then you have a problem. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton. You can reach Dr. Michael at 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. We're going to get into the whys, the wherefores, and the fixes on this condition, as well as answering your phone calls. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. My guest in studio today, Dr. Michael Chung. We're talking about sleep apnea and the destruction that it can cause and all the problems, everything from, you know, yeah, you can die from it if it's not corrected properly. Just everything shuts down, but also things like depression and anxiety and not being able to think, not able to remember. I mean, the list is quite significant. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go through. We're also going to talk about Las Vegas Institute, LVI, where Dr. Michael spends a great deal of time learning more and more about this condition, but from the realm of what we call neuromuscular dentistry. So I promise you, you're going to be enlightened today, and you can also learn how this thing can actually be fixed. And obviously, I'm going to put my two cents in when I can, but there's several of you online, so we're going to take a couple quick calls. 888-630-9625. Doris, thank you for being very patient. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, doctor. I'm at the opposite end of the body, but for the last year or more, mainly off, but sometimes on, I have this funny sensation on my toes. It's not an itch. It's not necessarily a pain. It's like maybe once a day there'll be a burning under the toes. Right now there's nothing going on. I went to the skin doctor in August. He looked at it. He said he doesn't see anything. So what do you think?
Okay, it could be lots of stuff. And by the way, you're not necessarily...
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything.
I said you're not necessarily off topic, because one of the symptoms of sleep apnea condition can be a restless leg, restless feet, you know, misfiring of the muscles and so forth. So having said that, that may or may not be the condition. But let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
The first thing that you have to... be aware of is that any area of the body has nerves. And if the nerves aren't firing, the ones that go to the feet and the toes come from the low back. If your blood sugars are off, if you have a tendency towards a pre-diabetic condition, you don't have to be in full diabetes to have a neuropathy or neuritis, or, you know, that's caused by a diabetic situation. It can happen at the very early stages. It depends on the sensitivity. Some people can go into full-blown diabetes and on medications and never experience that, but some people do it in a very early on stage. The ankle bone can be out of position. It's called tarsal tunnel, very much like a carpal tunnel problem in the hands. It can cause the numbness and tingling. That's a matter of fixing the muscles and the bones of the feet, manually manipulating them. It happens all the time. We treat a lot of professional athletes, basketball players, and a lot of the Redskins and so forth. And, you know, obviously their joint spaces are being beat up constantly. So when that happens, a lot of the symptoms that you're describing can come about. It can come about as a result of a lack of vitamin B complex. If you're not getting enough thiamine, which is B1, you're going to get that kind of effect in many different areas, often simply in the feet. So you have to look at a lot of different pieces. But in my experience over time, if you diagnose the problem properly, if you look at the mechanics of the nervous system first, you look at the nutritional components in conjunction with that, you can fix these things. And then you also look at the, you know, we know that there's an energetic system. We know that there's an acupuncture area that starts and stops on the feet as well as the hands and the chest and the face. You look at those things. The big toe has to do with liver function and has to do with the pancreas, blood sugar handling. The outside of the foot, it has to do with the what's called the urinary bladder, and the next toe in is the gallbladder. So we'd look at those things. But, Doris, this can be fixed. It just has to be looked at properly. Listen, I appreciate your phone call. If you need to talk to me, to get a hold of me on the net, and, you know, we'll explore further. Or even better yet, come in and see one of the doctors at the Result Center and get this thing handled. Richard, thank you for holding. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, let's run, I guess, the dental subject. I'll change mine a little bit. My son has all of his teeth removed, and he's going on and on and on without getting dentures or implants. How long can that go along, and how long can a person do without teeth or dentures?
Not good. Michael, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Obviously, you know, that's a chronic condition that he's not going to obviously die overnight, but it's something that's going to, in time, damage his joints, collapse his airway, and affect his whole system, where he will probably cut years out of his life if that vertical dimension is not restored.
It has to be. The mouth is critical in the overall health of a human being, and we were talking about that before we came back on the air. And it's if you don't have a solid temporomandibular joint alignment, a TMJ, the cranial bones can't move properly. Spinal fluid function can't do what it's supposed to be doing. The upper cervical vertebrae are not going to move. It's going to affect virtually every aspect of someone's health. So it has to be done.
Dentures are so expensive. And, you know, a lot of these, even if he has a dental plan, which he has a one-year waiting period to get anything like that
done. I know. But he has to have something done about it, because we're talking about price over his life. And that's something that needs to be considered and taken into consideration. Richard, what I would advise you to do is give Dr. Chung a call, 703-319-6990, and at least have a conversation so they can guide you in the right direction. Appreciate your phone call, my friend. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, Soft Touch Dental Care. Guy's brilliant. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody, on this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous Washington day. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio. Call 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, the one and only Dr. Michael Chung, Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton. Dr. Michael is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the guys who really gets it when it comes to the mechanical understanding applied to the body of the temporomandibular joint. November is temporomandibular joint month, and it's appropriate that we talk about this because if that jaw is not working, and when I talk about the jaw, I'm talking about the temporomandibular joint. If it's not working properly, there's not a lot of things in your body that are going to work well anyway. You can have back pain, you can have migraines, you can have headaches, you can have... But what we're talking about is sleep apnea today, the obstructive and central problems in it causing all kinds of things from, guess what, you can die to you can't think, you get depressed, you can have all kinds of other problems that are associated with that airway not being open. Dr. Michael, again, welcome, and let's get back into it a little bit more. And as we go through this next half of the program, I want to talk about the fixes. You know, as always, Dr. Michael has been very kind to Dr. Tom Rozelle's listeners. And if you have a problem with sleep apnea, if you have a TMJ problem that you think may be contributing to this, if you know you're a snorer and you stop breathing when you're doing, your wife is kicking you guys and, you know, to try to get you to, you know, start breathing again, or, you know, well, maybe she doesn't want, never mind, I didn't say that. You know, the thing of it is that you can talk to Dr. Mike, give him a call. You know, call 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. And Mike has graciously allowed our listeners to come in to have a courtesy consultation to discuss your case. You got no obligation. Pick up the phone, talk to the man. You know, see what you can do to help yourself. Dr. Mike, let's get into the subject a little bit. And, you know, it's one that's serious because we see it all the time, and we know that there's structural neuromuscular patterns that are associated with this. We talked a little bit in the first half about, you know, the causative patterns and, you know, way too fat as our society progresses, and we have these bellies and we have these big necks that are fatty necks, not muscular necks, and we have injury patterns that can cause it and so forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you see this, let's talk about patients who are coming in. And, you know, even in today's world, okay, here's what I'm going to throw at you, and I don't think you knew I was going to ask you about this. People have gone other places, and they have had dental implants done, or they've had other types of orthotic interventions.
Sure.
How often do you see that they're done, in many cases, inappropriately, that can lead to this type of condition?
Well, unfortunately... In traditional dentistry, they're focused mainly on teeth and gums and not too much on the muscles and joints. And when you do that and do things blindly, you're fixing just one portion of the mouth, which may seem normal at the time, but if it could possibly be slightly high or slightly low, and this can completely change the vertical height dimension, where it will affect the joint and the retrusion of the jaw. It can cause many things, even headaches.
Mike,
so,
you know, you do a lot of work, and it's one of the things I respect you for, more so than a lot of other people. You're constantly going for advanced education. And I know that you just took your team out. You went out to LVI, Las Vegas Institute. And, you know, this is an amazing place, by the way. If those of you would like to check out where he's been, go to LVIglobal.com and, you know, see this facility that trains dentists on an ongoing basis. And it's not inexpensive. It's one where he's got to spend his time away from his practice and his, he has to immerse himself, and it's done for you. He wants to be able to help you. You just came back.
Yes.
And you brought your team out there.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, it's fascinating to me.
Well, it's a fantastic institution. They're in the forefront. People come from all over the world. They have, doctors from Australia, to England, Canada. I mean, it is definitely in forefront of neuromuscular dentistry. And sleep apnea, and it's a area of the dentistry where it's constantly changing, and they're in the forefront, so we're always out there learning, and probably will never stop, because we learn more and more about these diseases every day.
Well, the day that it stops, Dr. Mike, is the day that we can't help our patients anymore.
That's right.
You know, we've come to the place of, well, there's no more to learn. And as you and I both know, that's not the way the life is, and that's not the way we handle our patients. And that's why I have tremendous respect for what you do, because you're constantly trying to refine and upgrade your skill sets, which means the world to me, and the things that, that we can do for all the people that we touch. Our number here is 888-630-9625. I want to go to the phones very quickly. Betsy, thank you for holding. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you both for taking my call. I have probably something that might stun the good man, the dentist. About 40 years ago, I had two molars that were filled, and they were very, very deep cavities. And 10 to 12 years ago, they both were refilled, taken out and refilled with the white, I'm not sure if he used porcelain or what, but the white fillings. And then 6 months ago, some black appeared on just one of the molars, just some on top, and they just said they'd watch it. And then 2 months ago, that black on top that was laying on top went down, and now it's laying and resting on the crown next to my gum. And I went into the dentist, no pain, and he said, well, since there's no pain and they were very deep, he says, maybe we ought to just leave them alone, because he said, we don't want to stir something up and open up a can of worms since I'm not having any pain. And then he said, I think I know what that is. He says, I think that's just some old mercury that's just floating around there on that tooth.
Just some old mercury.
And the tooth is very white.
Okay, so let me, and I think Dr. Michael jump into this one as well. First of all, if your old fillings were removed and they either put a porcelain or a composite in place to rebuild it, and that tells me that the original job that was done was not done well. And if there's anything black that is seeping up from inside, that tells me that they didn't get the silver composite and that's mercury and silver and some other trace metals. It's dangerous, number one. If there's silver that's left there, and anybody that takes silver mercury amalgams has to be extremely careful in how they do it, not only for the patient, but for themselves as well. When you're drilling out these fillings, you release something called mercuric oxide, and it can be very damaging to the brain and to the nervous system. So it has to be done, but to be left in place, the first thing you have to do is find out whether or not you have mercury in your body and, you know, any of the other residual components, because they can cause neurological problems and autoimmune problems over a period of many, many years, slow insidiously, and can affect neurological processing. So it's something that you need to look at. I'm going to leave it at that. Dr. Mike, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Obviously, the mercury has a lot of detrimental effects, and sounds like it was not fully removed. But the other problem it causes is that the composite material or the porcelain needs to bond to the tooth, and it cannot bond if there's mercury in the way. The metal itself is not bondable. So, that's another problem in that area. So it probably needs to be redone properly.
So subsequently, you know, what's happening, Betsy, is that not only do you have the components and the residuals of the silver-mercury amalgam that's sitting in place. But also, because of that, the dimensional height that we're talking about today is not normal anymore. And it wasn't normal to begin with. So there's no way it's going to shift your teeth. It's going to shift your temporomandibular joint. It's going to allow it to misfire. You're going to have other symptoms that are associated with it. I would encourage you, I know you're in Williamsport, Maryland. It'd be worth coming up to talk to Dr. Mike and see what he has to say. You know, it's his gift to you. You can do nothing with it, but it'd be a good conversation to have. Betsy, I got to go. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you. If there's anything we can do, get a hold of us on our website at rosellcare.com, and I'll kind of direct you even more. Alice, how can I help you?
Yes, I was just recently diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I've been snoring, I know, for decades. I'm 62. I'm really good. Physical health, workout, do all those sort of things. So, it's not that I'm overweight or have a thick neck or any of those kind of things. But my question, and I'm not sure, why this is happening, but I have a question about the dental appliances.
Sure.
Maybe Dr. Chung could
absolutely
say something about that. Yes.
Oh, so you don't have one at the moment?
No. In fact, okay. I haven't even gotten my CPAP yet, but it's
I see.
Pretty new. But I did try to sleep with one, and it's pretty hard. But I snore with my mouth open, with my mouth closed, when I'm on my back, when I'm on my side. It doesn't matter. And
sure,
the
that
dental appliances have it's something to do with your lower jaw. Or
Alice, actually, perfect segue into what we were going to talk about. So, Dr. Michael, go ahead.
Sure. Do you know what your AHI index is, by the way? Are you severe, moderate, or?
They said moderate.
Moderate, okay. So if you're mild to moderate, most of the times you can have oral appliance exclusively. But if you have severe, then you may also need a help of a CPAP. But the problem with CPAP is, a compliance issue with patients because it is not very comfortable to wear. But in your case, sounds like we can help you with an oral appliance. There are many oral appliances out there on the market, and just like anything else, appliances have come a long way. Now they're making these micro oxygen appliances that are extremely comfortable to wear. There's nothing on the tongue side, and there are no metals on these. And they're CAD/CAM milled, and it is adjusted to your correct physiological position for your joint and your muscles. And it is extremely comfortable to wear as well, unlike the older ones. And it will keep your airway open, even when you lie down to go to sleep, where gravity would retrude your jaw even more. But this appliance will prevent you from doing that.
Just as an add-on to that, Dr. Mike, I had sent you, we're not going to talk about the patient, but I sent you a patient actually quite recently, within the last few months, who has been a patient of mine for years. And she has thyroid problems and so forth. And you diagnosed her with a sleep apnea condition. And based on what I know about it, it's probably very central, but without any stroking and so forth. And you fitted her with a dental appliance. And because we sent her over because they wanted to put her in a CPAP unit, and she is singing your praises. I mean, she has said nothing but great things, and her thyroid condition, which was unmanageable and making us crazy, is now becoming very stable. And she wakes up in the morning and her head's clear. She feels good. Everything that we're doing for her is holding even better. So Alice, this is something that you can, have evaluated. And if it's something that can happen, we talked about it earlier. If it's a central portion or a central problem, meaning a lot of patients have strokes that cause the brain not to communicate, but also the upper cervical vertebrae, patients who have had a history of injury, even going back years ago, a car accident, a fall, sleeping on their stomach, even the bad dental work that Dr. Mike and I were talking about that causes the temporomandibular joint to be obstructed in a bad place. All of these things can add to what we're talking about. So it sounds very much like a conversation for you with Dr. Mike would be very appropriate. And again, give him a call. There's no obligation, but at least you'll get a whole lot more information and know how to proceed from there. Alice, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so very much for calling. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That was perfect, and we got about a couple minutes to talk about that. Let's talk about the different types of appliances that are available and, you know, why one over the other.
Well, most of these appliances all move the mandible forward and keeps the tissue from falling back. But most of the appliances are also just made arbitrarily by the technician to just move the jaw forward without any consideration for the muscles and the joints. Because if you pull the jaw too much forward, you can actually even close the airway even more. Or certainly could damage your joints. It could make your muscles tired, and it could change your bite. There are a lot of things that can go wrong. So in a LVI type practice, what we do is use a computer called the K7 that will measure the jaw alignment, upper end jaw alignment, using electromagnetic sensors. Also uses EMGs to measure all the muscles of the head and neck and find out the correct physiological position. And we also use computer tomography to look at your airway and your sinuses and figure out where the perfect balance would be. And then we make that position the position where we put the mandibular appliance. And then for some reason, if this patient gains weight or still has some issues where they need to be titrated a little bit more, we can actually use a different size to move them a little bit more forward so they can be in the optimum position.
You know, here the beauty of this thing is that you're using science to correct a problem and really finding out what it's all about. And, you know, we've worked with Dr. Chung for a very long time and respect the work. And when you combine, you know, the correction of structural components and you balance the system, the body begins to resolve its issues. It's really an opportunity to understand things instead of just acting on things.
Yes. Amazing what oxygen can do for you.
Yeah, you get enough oxygen to the body, your brain starts functioning the way it's supposed to. We're coming up to a break. We're in studio today with Dr. Michael Chung. SoftTouchDentalCare.com is how you find him. And with one T, SoftTouchDentalCare.com, Oakton, Virginia. We'll be right back after some very important messages, and we're going to wrap this together for you. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us when we're in the studio. And when we're not, you go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. And, you know, send us a note. We'll get somebody to talk to you, or we'll answer your questions. Whatever we can do, just, you know, get in touch, and we'll make it happen for you. My guest in studio today, Dr. Michael Chung, we're talking about the effects of sleep apnea and how it can destroy your body, but more importantly, why sleep apnea? You know, we talked about obstructive patterns, we talked about central patterns, we talked about mechanical disturbances and the like, and it's a very, very devastating condition. We had a caller that texted back in and wanted to know whether or not this can affect children. She missed the first part of the program, and we said, in fact, it does. It can cause children major, major problems, and it's an unfortunate situation that it's not caught early enough, and a lot of these kids go into learning disability problems, autism, type conditions and so forth. It's something that cannot be ignored. Dr. Michael, let's move this forward a little bit, and let's talk about identifying, you know, sleep apnea conditions. What are the characteristics? Why would somebody even begin to think that they have a problem?
Well, unfortunately, this is happening during sleep, and a lot of patients don't know it, and that's why so many other patients are undiagnosed. So a sign would be if someone tells you you're snoring, that would be a big tip off that you probably want to be tested, because there's nothing normal about snoring, because it's an actual disturbance of airflow. It's like trying to breathe through a straw. So they want to be tested. You know, they may not necessarily have sleep apnea, but it could be certainly the beginning stages. Treated earlier, it would be much easier to treat, and certainly no damage at that point. But used to be that you would have to go to a sleep center and sleep specialist and spend the night connected to all these wires, and it was very uncomfortable, and it was difficult for patients to sleep there, and also very cost prohibitive. Now it's very simple. Your dentist or a sleep specialist can just send you home with a small computer that you would wear around your neck like a necklace and place a little fingertip and to measure your oxygen saturation and place something taped onto your nose to check for snoring with a tiny microphone and your breathing habits and any kind of respiratory distress index. So it is, you know, very reasonably cost effective, and it's simple as overnight study in your own comfort of your own home, and you can find out whether you have sleep apnea or not.
You know, I've always wondered how you go to a sleep center, and you know you're on demand, have to sleep, and they got you hooked up to all this stuff. How in God's name can you sleep? It's probably one of the most ineffective diagnostic tests that you can possibly have, I think. Dr. Michael Chung has been my guest in studio. He is the owner of Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton, Virginia. His website, by the way, is Soft Touch with one T, SOFTOUCH, dentalcare.com. And check it out. But more importantly, if you think you have a problem, you got an opportunity. You have an opportunity to see this man with absolutely no obligation whatsoever. He does that only for Dr. Tom Rozell. Live listening audience, and just give them a call, 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990, and talk to him and see what his opinion is and, you know, weigh it. And if you think it's right, then there's an opportunity to maybe do something about it that you hadn't thought about before. If you don't think it's meant for you, then guess what? You've lost nothing except for a conversation, but it's important that you figure this out. You know, those of you who know me know that I don't get, you know, jacked up about too much. And there's always a fix. There's always something that can be done. But when you're dealing with the consequences of everything that we see today, this is something that you cannot let go. Call them. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, way too short. We need the second hour, but it is what it is. And we'll be back next week with another look at your health from the natural point of view, without drugs, without surgery. That's why we do what we do. I'm here to give you the most up-to-date and intimate information. Why? Because we love you all. Be right back. Bye.